Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Two, four, six, eight, nine lines from the end of the page.
77, B3
at the end. Amid Avid Avid said, the Gemara came to the conclusion before that a Chalala is only a woman that came about from a Kohen's forbidden. In other words, a brother and a sister would not make the girl a Chalala, whatever it is. A Chalala, the Gemara says, Ein Yisr Chalala only from Isr Kohuna Bilvad, right? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, a Kohen marries a Zaina, a Kohen marries a Chalala, then all the person becomes a Chalala. So the Gemara says like this, Amir Ava. Rava said, Minoha Milsa, from where do I know? Hada Amir Abanan Ein Chalala Elam Yisr Kun, Ein Zayin Amid Beis. All the way at the bottom. I mean, six times in the end.
Yeah.
From where do we learn, from where do I know that a halal is only from a person, a woman that had forbidden relations with a kohen, and nobody else? It says like this. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa the following. The Braisa says, L'yomer grusha b'kohen gadol, the Torah should not say, because when the Torah speaks about the forbidden relations, when the Torah speaks at the beginning of Parshas Emor about the forbidden, the Torah says like this about a regular kohen. The Torah says, "Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu." You cannot marry a zayna, means a woman that was lived with somebody that was forbidden for her to marry, or a chalala. And then it says, "Isha grusha me'isha," a woman who's divorced from a husband, he cannot take. Okay. Then the Torah says about a kohen gadol. Again, almana ugrusha v'chalala zayna se'lo liyikach. A kohen gadol cannot. The Torah adds a widow. A regular kohen could marry a widow. A kohen gadol cannot marry a widow. But again, the Torah says who can a kohen gadol not marry? Almana grusha chalala zayna. The same like a regular kohen. So the Braisa says like this. If a regular kohen can't marry a grusha, for sure a kohen gadol can't. Why does the Torah need to say a kohen gadol cannot marry a grusha? If a regular kohen can't, for sure a kohen gadol kol shekein. It's a kavuchim, for sure he can't, right? So Braisa said like this: Lo yemer grusha b'kohen gadol. The Torah shouldn't have mentioned the isur of a kohen gadol marrying a divorcee, v'teisa mikavochem and mikohen head, and we'll learn it out from a kohen head. Where are you looking? Ayin zayin amid beis. Ayin zayin amid beis.
Before.
Yeah. Okay. It's at the bottom.
Now we're.
I can't find Amar Rava.
Oh, I see.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Yeah. So Gemara says, I would say like this. Hash to the kohen head yitasuro. If a divorcee is forbidden to marry a regular kohen, the kohen gadol mi boy. Does he need to tell me a kohen gadol? A kohen gadol is a kohen plus. Lama nemra. Why does it say grusha? He says like this. Kishem shechaluka grusha mizayin v'chalala b'kohen head yit. Just like the Torah differentiates, I'll explain in a sec what this means. Just like the Torah differentiates between Grusha and Zayin and Chalala by a regular Kohen, the same way it's separated by a Kohen Gadol also. Okay? Now, what happens like this? By a regular Kohen, no, open the lights there. Okay. It's fine. The Gemara says like this. By a regular kohen, the Torah says, "Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu," and then it says, "V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu." So the Torah seems to be separating grusha from zayn and chalala. Mm-hmm. By a regular kohen, the Torah says, "Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu," you cannot marry it. And then it says, "V'isha grusha me'isha," a woman divorced from her husband, also lo yikachu. Mm-hmm. Why is the Torah? Well, it should say, "Isha zayna v'chalala grusha." Why is it separating? So the Gemara says, it teaches us, the Gemara says, that just like by a Kohen Hedyot, if a guy marries a Grusha, who is also a Zayna or a Chalala, he gets whipped twice. The Torah is separating to show it's a separate sin. So if you marry a grusha, who's also a zayin and chalala, he's going to get whipped twice. So therefore, the Gemara says, why does it say grusha by a kohen head, by a kohen gadol? To teach us the same thing, that if a kohen would live with a kohen gadol, would live with that a kohen gadol is would be getting a double sin if he marries an almana who's a grusha.
The same thing, the same kal v'chomer for that too.
Huh?
You don't need that.
So the Gemara asks, the Gemara asks, Pshita, Migragara, is a kohen worse than a regular, a kohen gadol worse than a regular? Do you have a question? Mm-hmm. So Gemara right away asks, why should I think differently? So Gemara says like this, Alakshem Shachaluka Grusha, just like a Grusha, is different than separated. Mizain of a chalala b'kohen hedyit, by a kohen hedyit, the same thing, Almona, is separated from grusha chalal zayin of a kohen gadol. Meaning, if a kohen gadol married an almana who's a grusha, because almana doesn't say by kohen hedyit. So it teaches us that the fact that the Torah says the din again by a kohen gadol teaches us that just like by a kohen hedyit, if he marries a grusha who's a zayna, he's going to get double malchus. Yeah. So a kohen gadol who marries an almana and a grusha, the same woman, mm-hmm. who's an almana, he's going to get double love, double whap.
So why is the pasuk doesn't separate it when it comes
by
to
kohen gadol? Oh, so he says, he brings down over here. One second, he just says here.
39.
No, one second. Yeah. There's a note before why he doesn't. But whatever. The Gemara, they talk about it. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Chalala l'inamra. But now now we learned why he says Grusha. To teach us if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana who's a Grusha, he gets whipped twice. But why does it have to say a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Chalala? It says already by a kohen hedyit that he can't marry a chalala, so for sure a kohen gadol. Because it teaches us ein chalala ela me'isr kohuna. This is exactly what Rav is, this is my source. To teach us that what is a, it's extra, the word chalala, to teach us that when is a woman a chalala, only if she did forbidden with a kohen. I mean a woman that a kohen cannot marry, had a kid, that woman is a chalala.
Why? Because it doesn't say by a kohen gadol?
No, because it does say by a kohen gadol, but it's an extra word to teach us that a chalala is only from a iser kohuna. Zayna lo menemra. So why does it say again the kohen gadol can't marry a zayna if the Torah says by a regular kohen you cannot marry? He says because nema kan zayna. It says over here by a kohen gadol zayna. And it says by a kohen hedyit zayna, ma kan zari chulin, just like by a kohen gadol. The Torah says lo yichalol zari ba'amov, that if a kohen gadol marries a zayna, his kids become defiled. Af lahalin, the same thing by an ordinary kohen, zari chulin, his kids become profaned. Meaning like this: when the Torah says a kohen cannot marry a grusha. Yeah. The Torah doesn't say, okay, he can't. Who says his kids are not kohenim, though? We know if a kohen marries a grusha, a divorcee, the kids are not a kohen. Why not? Where does it say that in the Torah?
By a kohen gadol,
the Torah says, lo yichalol zarei ba'amov. Because then he's going to profane the children, that if a kohen gadol marries a widow, divorcee, his kids are not kohenim. Yeah? But how do we know by a kohen hedyit? So the extra word zayna teaches us that when the Torah says lo yichalol zarei ba'amav, that if a kohen gadol marries somebody who wouldn't be allowed to marry, his kids are not kohenim. The extra word zayna teaches us that applies to regular kohen too.
And the wife also halala?
No, the woman doesn't become a halala.
In what case we learned before that she becomes halala?
No, we learned she doesn't become a halala. The kids are not kosher kohenim. The kids are not kohenim at all. They can go to cemeteries. They're not kohenim. So it teaches us just when a kohen gadol can't marry those. By a regular kohen, he can't marry three. Zainab, Chalala, and Grusha. Which is separated, right? By kohen gadol, it adds one more, an almana. But by a kohen gadol, it says if he marries one of those four, his kids are no more kohenim. How do we know that din applies by a kohen hedyot? It doesn't say by the kohen hedyot that his kids become defiled. Where do we learn it out from? How do we know if a regular kohen marries a grusha, the kid's not a kohen? Where do we learn it out from? So this Bryce is telling us where we learn it out from. Because there's an extra word, zayna, that's not needed for the kohen gadol. Right? So it teaches us, the extra word teaches us that just like by a kohen gadol, his kids become defiled, by a regular kohen, they also become defiled. So in other words, like this. By a kohen hedyot, it says, isha, zayin of a chalala, one classification, and then it says grusha. Which teaches us, the Braisa says, that if a kohen hedyot married a girl that was a grusha and a zayna, he would get whipped twice. If he married a girl who was a zayna and a halala, he only get whipped once, because the Torah puts them together. Right? But if he marries, but grusha separately, what teaches us, grusha is a separate sin. So if he marries a grusha who's a zayna or a halala, okay, a hedyot is going to get whipped twice. Then the Braisa says, but by Kohen Gadol, the Torah says three extra words. Zayna, Chalala, and Grusha. Right? What does each one teach us? So the Gemara says, number one, it teaches us that just like a Kohen Hedyot, if he marries a Grusha, who's a Zayna, you get two Lavin. Same thing by a Kohen Gadol. Why does it say Chalala by a Kohen Gadol? To teach us that the Chalala can only become from a forbidden kohen. A Levi Yisrael cannot make a girl a Chalala. Only a kohen could. Why does it say Zayna? The Gemara says, to teach us that just by a kohen gadol the kids become defiled, by a kohen hedyot the kids also become defiled. Therefore, he says like this, Rav is explaining, the whole, what we see from this verse, as far as what we're talking about in our Gemara, is a halala is only one, a girl, that is an offshoot of a kohen with a woman he cannot marry. But if it's not from a kohen, there's no such thing as a halala. That's what the Gemara, what we finished off last week.
I mean, it's just a simple question.
In other words, one second. The Papa asked before a question to Abaya, yeah? If a Yisrael, because now it's coming up about a kohen, if a Yisrael lived with a sister, yes? Not a kohen.
Mamzer.
Yeah, but can this woman, forget the mamzer, can this Reuven, Avram and Sarah, brother and sister, yeah? Pretend, yeah? Avram lived with Sarah. She becomes a Zayna. Because she lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. Correct? Mm-hmm. Therefore, can a Kohen marry her? No. She's a Zayna. Is she a Chalala or not? If she has a kid.
The kid is.
The kid's a Chalala?
No.
So the Gemara said, that was Rav Papa's question. So the Gemara says, he's not a Chalala because a Chalala can only come from a Kohen with a woman that he's not allowed, not a Yisroel.
Oh.
Right? So therefore, it might be a mamzer. She can marry a Kohen mamzer, whatever. But she's not a Chalala. So now the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Ashi, okay? Now listen to this, this is a doozer. Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach, Kohen Abaal HaChaisei, if a Kohen lives with his sister, a Kohen lives with his sister, Zayna Mashallah, he makes her a Zayna, because she can't live with her brother. Chalala le Mashvali, but he doesn't make her a Chalala. Okay? Because the Gemara just got through saying, a halala is only when a woman cannot be uniquely married to a kohen. But this is for everybody. No brother can marry a sister. Right? So therefore, if a brother lived with a sister, she makes a zayna, but not a halala. Because this is not a unique kohen sin. Even though a kohen was the one that lived with a sister, but it's not a unique aveda for a kohen. It's for every Jew. No Jew can live with a sister. Right? Yeah?
So how do we know that? How do you know that?
Because the Gemara just came to the conclusion that we learn out a halala can only be from a sin of a kohen with the people that
is
a kohen get married.
Is a kohen and a sister? Is a kohen and a sister?
No, 1 minute. But chazed obaleha. But if he lived with her a second time, then she becomes a halala. Because now that girl cannot marry a kohen.
Yeah.
Because she's a zayna.
No.
She became a zayna. A zayna can marry a kohen. So the first time around,
she wasn't. Yeah.
She only became a zayna.
Universal.
Yeah, but now it's an extra issue because now she became a zayna. A kohen can't live with a zayna.
Even though it is his sister.
Right.
Yeah. And now she became a halala.
Right.
Rabbi, why do you need the extra pasuk to say that the kid is halala? If he's not allowed to marry her, it means whatever the offspring is not going to be a good offspring. So it's automatic, it's going to become halala. Why do we need the extra...
Why baby is kosher kohen?
No, he's not allowed to marry a gerusha.
Correct. And if he doesn't, they have a kid.
So, automatically...
Why isn't that kid a kosher kohen?
Because the same
his father's a kohen.
No, because the same reason we have mamzerim.
It's not a mamzer.
No, I know, but I'm saying same.
So how do you know the kids? The father did a sin. The father did a sin. Let me ask you. I'll ask you a very simple question. A kohen, his wife didn't keep mikveh. Okay, kohen lived with his wife who didn't keep mikveh, and they gave birth to a boy. Is that boy a kohen or not? Aye, the father and mother did a sin. What does it have to do with him being a kohen? He's still a kohen.
But this is one of those...
So the Torah says, when a kohen lives with a gerusha, the kid is not... But how do you know? How do you know he's not a kosher kohen? Maybe he is. So the Gemara says, we learn out from kohen gadol. The kohen gadol, it says, lo yichalo zarei. That if he does live with these women, it's not a kosher kid's not a kosher kohen. And the word zayin is extra to teach us, just like by a kohen gadol is by a regular kohen also.
So why do we go backward?
Because we go backwards and frontwards. I mean,
there's no kosher kohen.
No.
Is it ben nida? Then
it's like a... What? It's not a... He's still a kohen.
I know.
No.
Any gather of a begam and exegus?
There's a begam. If they keep the house in mishpach, it rectifies the begam, the rabbi writes. I mean, what's the... Without the pasuk, in other words, what I'm saying, without the extra word of zayna that teaches us that it goes... Just because a kohen lived with a grushi, so he did an aveda. Okay, so he did an aveda. The kid's not a mamzer, because it's only a lav. Right? Yet the Torah says, this kid is a cholo. Why? Maybe not. Maybe the father did a sin, but why should the kid be, you know? So we learn out from Pesukim. Without the Pesukim, we wouldn't know it. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, he says, Kain Gadol Ba'almanah. Okay? Now, he says like this. The way Rashi interprets it to mean is like this. He married, Kain Gadol marries a widow, which he's not allowed to, or a regular Kain marries a Gerusha, same thing. And he marries her, and then he lives with her. He did Kedushin. Okay? Okay, when the Torah says, Isha Zayin of a Chalala lo yikachu, what does lo yikachu mean? You can't do Kedushin. That's what it means. You can ki yikach ish isha means you marry her. Not about relations. Right?
That's one of the means of kinya. Also.
One minute. So it says, Leikishtaim. He's gonna, and what happens? So what happens if a Kohen Gadol with an Amana or a regular Kohen with a Grusha, it doesn't matter. He does Kedushim with her.
Who officiates that?
The ones that do gay marriages.
Right. Who does that time? Who would officiate?
They had gay marriages until.
No, who would officiate that? I mean, how can you do Kedushim without witnesses? How can they participate to.
What happens if he didn't know he was a Kohen? Or whatever. Or I mean,
trick somebody.
Whatever, yeah. Okay, Leikishtaim. Why two malchus? Achas mishum leyikach, because it says a kohen gadol cannot marry a man of a etzelo leyikach, and then it says achas mishum leyichalol zarei leyichalol. He cannot profane her. So by living with her, she becomes a zayna.
Wouldn't the widow know this? Wouldn't these people know these things?
You see how much they know it.
Huh? Wouldn't
they know that? Kohen Gadol Almana becomes the zona?
Yeah.
But he doesn't care?
Maybe he didn't know.
He knew. They know. Well, does he lose his job as Kohen Gadol?
If a Kohen Gadol lives with Almana, she becomes a Chalola.
Chalola.
Okay. So, it says, Lo Yechalol. So, Leikach teaches us just for Kedushin, you get the Malkus, and then so Leikhalal for desecrating her. Right?
So you get. So, where's the Zona?
I mean, I meant Chalal. I'm sorry, Chalal, I'm not saying. Okay, because this is Miuchad. Okay.
So, Chalal comes from desecration.
Yeah. So, the Gemara says you should get a third time. Lilkanamishim Leikhal Zarei. The Torah says twice, Lo Yichal, you should not profane her. And then the Torah says, do not profane your children. So if he gives into the woman seed, that's his zera. That's his seed. Even if she doesn't get pregnant. But he's putting seed into her. So the Chayda, the Gemara says, Amana, who does Kedusha with a Kohen Gadol does Kedusha with an Amana, the Rav Yudah says he gets whipped twice. Right? Once for marrying her, once for living with her. So the Gemara says, why isn't there a third lav? He's desecrating his zera by putting the zera into her. So the Gemara says, he didn't finish the bee, he didn't put any seed into her. Just began the operation, he didn't actually put seed into her. So therefore, there's no seed. But you're right, the Gemara says, if he would put zera into the woman, he would get three times malchus.
Why don't we just say Yechalal? Why do we have to go to one extra Yechalal Zaro? Where do we get a Yechalal Zaro?
Because it's two psukim. One says Yechalal.
And one says Lo Yikach.
No. Here. By Kohen Gadol it says like this. Yeah?
Okay.
Then it says, so 1 second. No, because he makes her a chalala.
So she becomes a chalala. What does that have zaro?
Because now when he gives seed, he's doing that also. There's an extra word, Zarei. She becomes Mechulal because he lived with her.
Okay.
She's a Chalala.
Okay, fine.
But in addition to that, he's desecrating his seed because his children are... So any seed he puts into his Zeta, that he's desecrating. If this seed creates a baby, that baby's also not going to be a Kohen. So the Gemara says, we should get three. So the Gemara says, you're right, this is the case when he didn't. Okay. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Masiv Rav asks a question on this. It says, Amon or Grusha. Okay. It says in the Mishnah, Amon, if a Kohen Gadol marries a woman who was a widow and a divorcee. Obviously, the first husband divorced her and the second husband died, not the other way. Leike mishum shnei shemis. No, it could be the other way, by the way. She could be a widow, then she married somebody, divorced him, and the Kohen Gadol marries him. Okay? Leike mishum shnei shemis. He gets whipped twice. Once for almana, one for grusha. Correct? Sadik Mara says, my lav shnei shemis is sulei. He only gets one lashes. Yeah?
Two.
No, two, but one set for being with a widow, and one set only for a divorcee.
Okay.
But according to Rav Yehuda, if a kohen god, if an amana or a kohen gadol is with an amana, you should get two lavim for each. One doing kedushin, and one living with her.
Mm-hmm. Right? I keep saying.
It says if a kohen gadol marries a woman who's a widow who and a divorcee.
So he's four here.
So, but the Mishnah says he get whipped twice. The Chayrish got whipped four times. According to Rav Yehuda, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, he gets whipped twice. If a regular Kohen marries a Grusha, he gets whipped twice. So if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana who's a Grusha, each one should be two. He should get four, and the Mishnah says only two.
Why if he marries an Almana, he gets two?
Because he says, one for Le'ikach and one for Le'ichal.
Oh,
yeah, he should get
this?
Six.
Wouldn't the Kohen Gadol know this? Wouldn't he know it?
He went to the garage instead of Chabad.
Wouldn't he know this?
Obviously he didn't. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were a lot of Kohenim Gedolim that weren't, they were appointed by the Romans. They weren't so great.
Anybody
would
dare lash them?
Yeah,
the Romans?
Bezdin did what they had to.
If the Romans nominated this Kohen Gadol, they still gave him lashes?
Yeah. If he did this sin, they would. Well,
even the Romans did.
Has there been instances where?
I don't think so.
Even with the Romans sitting there, they were that last one of the Romans.
Yeah.
So why doesn't Gemara go as six? It should be this.
Why six?
Because of the
Zara. Oh, is he right? So they're speaking that he didn't give the Zara like before.
Does the woman get lashes?
Yeah.
Women get lashes?
Huh? Of course.
Well, that was before Rabbi.
The Mishnah Makis. What are you talking about? The Mishnah Makis says a woman. The question is how much you undress them when you whip them. But the Mishnah, of course, a woman gets Makis. If a Kohen Gadol lives with an Almana, she gets Makis also. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, she gets Makis also.
He's responsible for getting married, not she.
But she accepted. You have to do a Midaita.
Midaita, but still, he's the. No?
She gets Makis.
They have to divorce
him. Yeah. Of course they have to divorce.
In all these cases?
All these cases, they have to divorce.
Mm-hmm. It has to be like Hatra'ah and other things, right?
Warning. Yeah, for Malkus you need Hatra'ah. Yeah, but obviously the Gemara is not going into that detail. So the Gemara's question is very simple. Rav Yehuda said, Kohen Gadol without money gets two, and a Grusha is two. So why does this Mishnah say a Kohen Gadol lives with Amana, Grusha does Kedushin and lives with her, only going to get twice Malkus, not four times? So Gemara says, Lai, that's not what the Mishnah means. It means two for each one. The Mishnah says a Kohen Gadol who married an Amana and a Grusha gets two. So he means, yeah, two for Amana and two for Grusha. So Gemara says, Yachim, as safe it can be, because the next case in the Mishnah it says, Grusha v'chalutza. If a Kohen Gadol marries a divorcee, a regular Kohen, I'm sorry, not even a Kohen Gadol, or a Chalutza, a woman that had Chalitza. You know, the brother died without children, instead of Yibim, they do Chalitza. Ein Achayev Alachas. Says you only get one Malkus, yeah? The Gemara says it can't be. Because why only one Malkus if he marries a Chalutza who's a Grusha? Because Chalutza is only rabbinically forbidden.
It's not like that.
It's not Minat Torah. Chalutza, mean a woman that had chalitza, the Chacham said cannot marry a Kohen. It's not biblical. Torah doesn't say it anywhere. Chalutza is not divorced. She's a widow that had chalitza.
Yibum is Minat Torah.
Yeah, but.
Well, why not a chalutza?
Chalutza is also Minat Torah. But it doesn't say anywhere in Torah that a Kohen cannot marry a chalutza.
Oh, she's an Almana.
Is that a real divorce?
Kohen.
Huh?
Huh? Not a Kohen Gadol. Kohen.
Yeah. Oh.
Min HaTorah, Kohen can marry a Chalutza.
Right.
She's not divorced.
She's not a divorce in a literal sense when she gets
married. That's why the Chachamim said it's the brother, the prod, but she's not really divorced. So the Gemara says like this: it says if a Kohen marries a divorcee and a chalutza, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the din is he only gets Malkus once. Why? Because chalutza is only midraban, but according to Rav Yudish, she get twice. Per grusha, you get twice. Hachi kamer. So he says, you're right. You're only chai for one of the two. Meaning, you're only chai for grusha, not for chalutza. But for grusha, shnei shemis, you get it twice. And as the Gemara says, that's what he means. He means, if a kohen, regular kohen, lives with a grusha who's a chalutza, mm-hmm. Yeah? So then, he gets one malchus. He doesn't mean one malchus, not two. You get two, but only for grusha, not for chalutza.
It's two malkus, actually.
Right, two malkus. So the Gemara asks, chalutza drabanan? You're telling me now, but basically chalutza is only rabbinic, therefore there's no malkus for a chalutza. Yeah? That a kohen cannot marry a chalutza is only rabbinic. But Tanya says like this, grusha, it says in the Torah, grusha, ain't yellow grusha. I only know a grusha. Chalutza minayin, how do I know a woman that had chalitza can also not marry a kohen? Tamalei Meditar says, v'isha. Okay? V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Yeah? So the word isha is extra. Because obviously if she's a divorcee, she's a woman. Grusha means a woman. A man is a gosh. Right? If the Torah says grusha, obviously it's a woman. Why does it say isha grusha? So the Gemara says, in this braisa, to teach us also a chalutza is also forbidden. So the Gemara says, how you tell me it's forbidden, and therefore you don't get malchus? It's minatayna, chalutza. Right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, midrabanan, it's only rabbinically, but the Torah finds a hint to it in the Chumash. Mm-hmm. It's an asmachta.
Asmachta
ba'alma. Which means that min ha-teira, a kohen can marry a chalutza, even though the Gemara learns it out seemingly from a pasuk. The Gemara says it's only a smacht, it's only a reference, a support in the teira, but it's not an actual min ha-teira. Therefore, if a kohen marries a woman who's a grusha and a chalutza, he's going to get double malchus for being for marrying a grusha, right? But nothing for the chalutza.
Is that Grusha, Chalutza,
Zaina,
and
Chalala? No, Zaina Chalala, the Gemara said before, is one. But Grusha, the Torah separates. Mm-hmm. Isha, Zaina, and Chalala, lo yikachu. Isha, Grusha, Misha. So that teaches us double.
So if she's a Grusha and a Ramana.
Is one more common than the other one?
Who?
Is any of these?
No.
They're
no.
All the same.
All the same. This is the same lo yikachu.
So if she's a Grusha and a Ramana and a Zaina.
To who? Kohen Gadol?
Yeah. Can we get three?
Almana? Yeah. Then she would get three. Kohen Gadol would get three.
Six.
Two for each. Yeah. Huh? Contribute. Well, two for each.
Really the Kedushin and living room.
Huh?
Three for each.
Three for each.
Let me stop something. When do we say this is only like for the Kohen? It's not universal. But here, Chalus also... It's for everybody, no?
No. Everybody can marry chalutza.
Yeah. So it's not only for the
kohen. A kohen can't marry chalutza if it's only rabbinic. Only a kohen cannot marry chalutza. Everybody else can marry chalutza. After she has chalutza, everybody can marry except the kohen.
Then we were talking on the top of the page that is only for the kohen after he married. Then you remember they said something?
No, a kohen can only make a chalala. A chalala can only be from a woman that was forbidden to marry the kohen, uniquely kohen. Therefore, if a brother lived with a sister, she doesn't become a chalala. It's not uniquely kohen. But Zaina, she would be. Let's say, for instance, as a din, if a kohen marries a shiksa, happens. Today's world, it's a lot, yeah? Can he do berachas kohenim?
What does this have to do with that? Doesn't disqualify him as being a Kohen.
She's a Zayna.
He's not.
We are talking about him.
But he's married to a Shiksa.
So why does
she has a din of a Zayna.
So she, but what does that have to do with him?
If a Kohen is married to a Grusha, can he Duchen? While he's married.
Why not?
No! Because he's doing an Isser which is Miuchad Kohanim. If he divorces her and he makes a neder al das ramni, he's not going to do it again. We learned, and then he can marry. Then he can get.
The question is an agoya.
Yeah. So it says in Paskim, if a kohen is married to a shiksa, he's living with a zayna, even though it's because halala has to be miyuchad l'kayanim. Zayna, he can't marry her because she's a shiksa, so she has a din of a zayna.
Even if she was a virgin?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, even if she is?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So she...
Because she's a shiksa.
So he can't go up the front then?
Yep. He can sit in the back.
Sit in the back like the rest of us.
Do all the talking.
Oh, the goyos, they have chazaka in being a zoner regardless of...
Is forbidden to
the
Jew?
Yeah.
Saying even today, saying,
wouldn't Kohanim know these things? Not marry Shiksas?
Do Jews know that you can't marry Shiksas? They supposed to know?
Supposed to know that.
So why is there 60% assimilation rate in America?
They don't know any better.
But really, that's if he
Chabad
gets...
didn't get them yet.
That's if well, he gets Spanish. Just they, when they fool around, it's not an issue. If they... What's it? The Rambam brings it has to be the.
If a kohen got to live with an amana but doesn't do kedushin with her, what's the din? According to the Gemara, we learned that he's evil leyichal
ozare.
Oh. So
that's the kohen god.
He becomes a possible kohen.
He doesn't over a whole ikach, right?
Right.
But the other one
happened. Right. So then the issue would stay.
Just
Puma.
So,
Zona,
Rabbi,
Zona
is only.
Oh, 1 minute, but we're not done. No, we have to see in the words. Machlokes Abaye and Rava coming up now. Amar Abaye, Kiddush Leika, okay, and Baal Leika. The Machlokes now Abaye and Rava. If a Kohen marries a woman forbidden to a Kohen, right? So we learned before, if the Yehuda said, if a Kohen marries a woman he can't marry, he does Kedushin and lives with her, it's double Malkus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How about one without the next? Mm-hmm. Kedushin and he didn't live with her. He lived with her, no Kedushin.
Uh-huh.
So Abaya holds, Kiddush Leika, Baal Leika. Either one of the two is going to get Malkus. He says, Kiddush, because it says Leikach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Baal Leika Mishum Leichalu. Right?
Zara. Yeah.
Now, Rava, Rava holds no. Baal Leika, okay, if he betrothed her and then lived with her, then he gets to two sets. Lei Baal, if he didn't live with her, okay, Eina Leika, he doesn't get anything. That means Rava holds, if a Kohen just did Kedushin with the Grusha, he's not going to get Malkus. Lei Baal, ain't a Leika. Rava holds just for Kedusha, you're not going to get Malkus. Abaya holds for either one of them, you're going to get Malkus, right? Mm-hmm. Rava says no. Baal, if he did Kedushin and then lived with her, he gets Malkus. Lei Baal, ain't a Leika. He doesn't even get one. Why? Because it says, Lo Yikach, Lo Yichalal. Okay, the third puts Kedushin with the living, with her. Ma tam lo yikach, misham lo yichalel. But if he didn't do lo yichalel, right? So then, he's not going to get Malkus. That's what Rava holds.
Huh?
Umode
Abaye?
No, there's a made a bay by Machzik Rishosi. Then, by the way, the Gemara is going to say what's stopping. But Rava holds by Almana and Kohen Gadol, Baal without Likas is going to get Malkus.
Are
you
going to go to the
Dudans? No.
What time is Lichen next week?